You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, I'm going to open the phone lines up. You want to call in? I'd love to hear from you. Copper, just watch those phones, see if anybody wants to call in. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the woke military. Any experiences? 866-494-9866. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Is the U.S. military spending too much time on woke policies to the detriment of our readiness? I'm sitting here right now, by the way. I'm going to post it on my social media in a little while. I told you that I had seen the link to recruiting videos, China, Russia, and the U.S. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm watching the Chinese recruiting video right now, and it's pretty epic. You know, not that I don't understand that recruiting videos are designed to, you know, inspire and try to hopefully get you to sign up. But I'm watching that and I'm thinking, good Lord, that's the way a recruiting video is supposed to go. And as I'm sitting here staring at it right now, the Russian recruiting video is coming on right now. And in a few minutes or in a few seconds here, it's going to switch over to the U.S. one, the one that you look at and go, why was somebody thinking that that was a good idea and was going to somehow inspire people to want to join our U.S. military? Because the whole thing just talks about how, you know, I grew up in a family with two mothers, and I did all these things, and it's a little cartoon figure like an anime, and it's just gross. Right now, the Russian video has got paratroopers jumping out of an airplane and walking off the battlefield looking like stone cold killers, and that's you know what? The role of the U.S. military is designed to support and defend the Constitution, to protect life, limb, and property, to ensure that our nation's wars are won and that our nation's best interests are served. To the extent that we would go into woke policies and believe that climate change is somehow going to wind up being the biggest deal, I'm just telling you, That is not the way it's supposed to go. Well, you know, the critics say otherwise. So I got an article right here off of Slate.com. Yeah, I went to Slate. So Slate, here's the liberal view, all right? The article from Slate written by a guy named Fred Kaplan, who's probably never served in the military, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he has. But old Fred at Slate.com says, what critics of the woke army don't understand is that military commanders have long felt that their personnel should understand the country they are defending. Should understand the country they are defending. In other words, what they're saying is, you've got to understand the social aspects of your country in order to be a warrior. You've got to have a heart that intersects with the various intersectionalities of people in this nation. Shut up. You can love your country and fight for your country and do the things necessary and win wars. And I'm just telling you, folks, I'm posting this video. This recruiting video is scaring me. I got to stop it. But if we go down this road much further, then those that we recruit are not going to be able to win and fight wars because they're too busy being socially adjusted as opposed to being trained to fight. And the article here, literally from Slate, talks about the fact that there's been a pivotal shift in the open acknowledgement of the problems in our society. Even a systematic racial bias within the Army, within West Point. It came up just last year. And it talks about the protests in the wake of George Floyd's death. And goes on to say that, as a general proposition, I am concerned that over the years, the military has devoted an inordinate amount of time and attention to social issues of the day and a variety of topics not related to preparation. But that said, if we screw up these issues, as we have from time to time, then the aftermath can distract enormously as well. It's tough to get the right balance. How about this? There is no balance. You do not balance climate change with war fighting. If you want to say, okay, we're going to try and make sure that our buildings are more energy efficient. Okay. I've stayed in some old barracks in Fort Bragg that literally felt like the wind was whistling through the walls. I get it. There are things like that you can do. But trying to make sure that we electrify our military vehicles, trying to make sure that climate change is considered just as big a deal as facing China on the battlefield? No. Well, so an article right here from The Hill. I'm sitting here looking at this one. Article by in The Hill by a guy named Seth Cropsey says, China's military prepares for war while America's military goes woke. This article came out in July of this year. And he talks about the fact that those who attempt to drive a wedge between the party and the Chinese nation, he stated, will encounter a... This was, by the way, these were quotes by President Xi Jinping. Xi said, those who attempt to drive a wedge between the party and the Chinese nation will encounter a great wall of steel forged by over 1.4 billion Chinese people. And he went on to say, we will have the courage to fight and the fortitude to win. Talks about the fact in this article that U.S. military planners begged for strategic situations over the years, but somehow in recent years, they have begun to be more inclined to implement social policies and make sure that standards are lowered to accommodate those who could not make the standards otherwise. And and literally what they're seeing right now, like for instance, Senator Tom Cotton, this article references it. Senator Tom Cotton, a former Army captain himself, Ranger qualified, deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan, he published a memorandum not long ago because he set up, if you remember this, he set up a whistleblower site for people in the military to be able to have a place to go to report some of the woke things they were having to deal with. And he talks about the number of times that people have included that they've had to go through, you know, unit training with racial narratives, anti-racism instruction, anti-radicalization training with no mention of any Islamic terrorism or anything else, just talking about basically white supremacy, the exclusion of white service members from diversity training events, the explicit suppression of dissenting viewpoints. We had an entire, if you remember this, when Secretary of State or Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin took his position at the DOD, he literally had a massive stand down of the military to try and root out white supremacy. What? When you stand down training, it's a big hairy deal. And the stand down was required in order to go and pursue systemic racism in our ranks. Well, the end of that article that I told you about from The Hill has a great quote. It says, Americans sit through implicit bias and systemic racism workshops and are told tacitly and explicitly that the country they swore to defend is inherently unjust. Chinese soldiers prepare for war. Frivolity and sensitivity offer no protection against steel and lead. The former invite the latter. That's a great quote to take us to a break. Copper, let's go ahead and move to a break. I'm going to wrap this segment up when I get back. While I'm on this break right now, I am going to my Twitter feed and I am posting this Army recruitment comparison of China, Russia, and the United States. These are all current recruiting ads. When you watch it, you're going to be embarrassed. Still the greatest military in the face of the earth, being watered down like crazy by wokeness. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, by the way, the phone lines are open. If you want to talk about it, I'd love to hear, by the way, your experiences or thoughts on the military, wokeness in the military, whether you experience anything like that in your own service or someone's service who's close to you. 866-494-9866. That's the topic we're dealing with right now. If you want to call in, you are welcome to. Hey, now I see right now on line three, we got our buddy Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good, Phil.
Oh, good deal.
Hey, I think we need to revisit the Geneva Convention for our new army, because if we go to war with Russia or China, I want to make sure that the transgendered prisoners get their shots and, you know, and put them in the appropriate prison camps.
I think the whole thing is with transgenders in the military is going to be difficult. I mean, you're going to have, it's one thing to say someone has chosen to be a transgender in civilian life. They can come and go. But when you have to live in a barracks and share a shower and, you know, and do all those things, share a foxhole for that matter, I guarantee you there's going to be trouble. There's going to be difficulty. What do you think?
Yeah, and that, and I guess we'll probably be having a paraplegic Ranger division too, won't we? The standards are being dropped.
I don't know. You know, you mentioned that. You know, the crazy thing is, Jeff, we're allowed by law, we're allowed to have these things called bona fide occupational qualifications, meaning like be a fireman. You have to be able to carry someone up and down a ladder, right? So a paraplegic could not be a fireman. But apparently the military has decided we're going to change some things around, and some of those same bona fide occupational qualifications may not necessarily apply. I don't know. I don't know, bro. But go ahead.
They've gone insane.
They've gone insane.
I just
read out a quote a minute ago, Jeff. Not sure if you heard it, that one guy said that while U.S. troops are required to sit through briefings on social justice and that kind of thing, that China prepares for war. And that's the difference.
Exactly.
But all right, man. Hey, good to hear from you. Glad you called in. Hope you're doing well, and you take care. All right, that was Jeff from Indiana. Listen, you want to call in, we got time, 866-494-9866. By the way, if you follow me on Twitter, go check out the fact that I just posted that video that I told you about. It compares all three of the recruiting videos that came out most recently from Russia, China, and the United States. It's a little galling. I'm just going to go ahead and trigger alert. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, you're going to watch it, and you're gonna have deep concerns about where we're headed. And by the way, I want to know who spent, and did they spend our tax dollars on that? I imagine they did. When you watch that video, you're gonna look at it and go, "What in God's name is this? What is having a transgender mommy have anything to do with being a warfighter? Nothing, nothing. It's got nothing to do. It's got nothing to do with being recruited to the United States military, except to say, we're woke. Look how woke we are. Look, we did it in a recruiting video. Look, we're woke. I'm just telling you. Hey, I see on line four, we got Kirby from Harvest. Hey, Kirby, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Hey, Phil, fine. I just wanted to share what I've read out of this book today. It says that God created man in the likeness of God, made he him male and female. Created he them. Sounds to me like there's only two choices from what I'm reading anyhow. God didn't create, you know, trans anything. And I would also like to say this, really, speaking of warfare, this is a spiritual warfare you're up against here. It's all about, this is a description of spiritual warfare. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And believe you me, this is a stronghold you're wrestling with here. And I would recommend weapons. Speaking of weapons, I would recommend the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Take the whole armor of God, have your, you know, loins girded with truth, and the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith to be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
And the breastplate of righteousness. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right. Kirby, man, you're spot on, brother, and I appreciate that. And you're right. I do think that there's a spiritual aspect to this. And I would also say that even those who don't believe like you and I believe would have to also argue that at least science says there's two genders, period. But as always, Kirby, thank you for perspective, and I appreciate you calling in, man. You have a great night. Kirby from Harvest. Listen, the phone lines are still open. We're gonna wrap up this segment, 866-494-9866. I'm going to be heading into the next segment at the bottom of the hour, talking about the fact that it seems like there is a direct attempt in some places in this nation to divide us. I mean, literally divide us. And I would call it self-segregation. Like, okay, the laws are passed now that prohibit systemic segregation, and yet we're seeing it happen anyway. Sometimes it's self-segregation, but it's everywhere we look. So anyway, the topic that we're on right now, the woke in the military, I'm going to wrap that one up. I will continue to say, though, I am proud of my military service. I'm proud of my family's military service, and I'm proud of those of you that are serving now. Do not think for a minute that when I fuss at your leadership that I'm fussing at the troops. But nonetheless, that's where we are right now in terms of leadership. I got time for one more call. I see that line one's got Susan from Elkmont on it. Hey, Susan, Phil Williams from Right Side. How are you?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
A couple decades ago, when I was a drill sergeant at Fort McClellan, a fellow drill sergeant had gone on her own and gotten braces put on her mouth because her teeth were so bad. When her commanding officer saw it the next week, he told her she had a choice because having braces made her non-deployable to either get the braces taken off or take a chapter out of the Army.
Wow.
So I think being a transsexual takes a lot more medical support than braces would.
Well, you're right, Susan. And by the way, thanks for your service. And I guarantee you've seen a whole lot more than that as a drill. But yeah, I can remember too, there used to be Article 15s just for getting sunburned, overly sunburned, because that could detract from your training ability. It's amazing the things we see. How long did you serve, Susan?
21 years.
21 years. Retired fully now?
Yeah, well, retired from the Army. I have too many toys to pay for. I can't retire.
So you're like a lot of us that retire to go to work. Is that it?
That's probably true, yes.
Well,
there was another person that was talking the other day about being a company commander right now with all these changes. Has to be crazy for trying to schedule people for work and all the people that have to have medical special treatment. I don't envy anybody right now.
No, it's a difficult time, and I talk to folks that are in right now, and I just it boggles my mind what they're having to put up with. But Susan, thank you for your service. Thank you for the call. Thank you for being in the audience. You sound like a Right Side ruffian, and call in anytime. All right, that was Susan from Elkmont. Absolutely, thank you. That was Susan from Elkmont, a former drill sergeant, who I guarantee has got more stories. And by the way, drill sergeants are some of the funniest people in the world, and the problem is you're not allowed to laugh. That's the craziest thing. I think there must be something at drill sergeant school that teaches them how to be outright comedians, and yet they've got an audience that's not allowed to laugh. But anyway, I had some drill sergeants in my life that were people that I respected greatly. All right, folks, listen. Coming into the final half hour, we're going to switch gears on the Triple Dipper. We're going to talk about what happens when we self-segregate. Why? Why does that even happen? Segregation's banned, right? Well, some are reaching for it again. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.
Is News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. News starts now.